If you have an IRA, 401k, CD, brokerage account, thrift savings, or just plain money market account, stop what you are doing and listen up. The next 30 minutes could change your life. Investors Financial Group is proud to present the Nest Experts Retirement Talk Radio Show. Each week, live, the experts will answer your questions and give you important information on how you can grow and protect your retirement without risk. The number to call the studio live is 888-900-0472, or an easy-to-remember number is 888-9000-IRA. And now, presenting your host, John Paragoy and Anita Pope.
Welcome to the latest edition of Retirement Talk Radio. The market has been getting hammered lately. The Dow has seen over an 11% decrease since this past October. Nothing the Fed seems to do by way of lowering interest rates seems to help, because every day or so a new report comes out detailing the dramatic impact that the financial stocks are having due to the subprime lending mess. How are you feeling about it? Do you feel like your retirement account has just been taking one step up and two steps back? Would you like to be able to finally do something about it? More importantly, would you like to take control of your financial future instead of letting every geopolitical event take your retirement account deeper into the abyss? More simply stated, are you open to the idea that you can get market-like gains without market-like risk? If so, stay tuned and learn how you can do this, plus get up to a 15% bonus added to your account, in some cases, for doing so. Hi, I'm John, along with my co-host, Anita, and it has been a scary time in the market lately, hasn't it, Anita?
No doubt about it, John, and it's been, just like you said, kind of one step up and then two giant steps backwards. And many of you out there are saying, you know, if I just heard about you guys sooner, or the famous shoulda, coulda, woulda, I just want you to know it is not too late to do something now. In fact, it's probably the best time, because the market has reset. And the market can only do three things, John. It can go up, it can go down, or it can go sideways.
That's right.
And we both don't know what it'll do.
I don't know, for sure. I mean, I'd like to be able to tell you, but I don't know.
Right. So all we know is what it has most recently done, and that is go down. And even though odds are it's most likely going to go sideways or up, and it can keep going further down. Now, if the market has bottomed out, then it's a perfect time to transfer those IRAs or do a 401k rollover, so that when it does go back up, you will be compounding interest on top of the bonus that we'll be adding to your account here.
That's right, Anita. However, the larger the amount of deposit, the larger the amount of the bonus. So don't let your account go down any further, because the percentage will be the same. But if you let your account melt away any longer, then your bonus will be credited on a smaller amount. And, you know, you don't have to do that. Doesn't it make sense that to put yourself in a position that no matter what the market does, you're still a winner? And here's how. If the market goes down from today forward, you have collected a bonus on your current account and prevented a further decline in your account. Your account cannot go down due to a market drop. If the market goes up from today forward, well, now you're earning interest based on the percentage of the market rise, and you're earning it on top of a larger amount, because we gave you that bonus that we've been talking about since day one.
And John, now we've talked about the market can only do three things: go up, go down, or go sideways. Now, what would happen to a person's account, let's say, if it was a repeat of 15 years ago, from 1967 to 1982, where the Dow, well, it basically was the same level when the period ended as it was prior to the 15 years when it started.
Well, Anita, you know, if that were to happen starting today, if we had a 15-year period that the market just basically went nowhere, there isn't but two products that will make you any money at all for a straight 15 years of lethargic market movement, such as the history we've seen from mid-1967 to mid-1982. Mm-hmm. But those two products would be CDs and the products that we talk about here each week on Retirement Talk Radio. Because even if you were to be directly in stocks or mutual funds and received a dividend, there's chances are the fees that you would incur in these products would eat away your profit. Now, however, if you were to move your IRA or your 401k or other funds with us in one of the top rated financial institutions that we represent, and the market would do a repeat performance of that sideways movement, your account would grow between 200 and 300% over a 15-year period. Now, that's being all things being equal.
Right. And so that's a win-win-win situation if you put your retirement account with us.
That's right. And I know many of you are listening in for the first time and telling yourself, well, this sounds too good to be true.
And that is why it is so important to make the call. And let me give you the number. It's 1-888-9000-IRA. And go ahead, make an appointment, get the education, find out how the plans work. Make up your own mind after you've got all the facts and get everything we're talking about here, 100% of it. It's in writing. You can get that. We are local and we meet with many people each week who do make the call, who ask themselves, what have I got to lose? And many of those callers are very glad they did make that call, and you will be too.
That is so true, Anita. And just as we just want to reiterate to some of our listeners who have been listening in for some time and are still debating on whether or not to call. Many of our listeners who sit down with us have done so because of the statement that we make that says, if the market goes up, you get to take advantage of gains. Even though we've said this many times on the show and that you get market-like gains, we've also said very clearly that your money is never actually in the market. And I can see where this could become a point of confusion, can't you, Anita?
Yeah, I sure can. And I do want you to clear this up, John. So why don't you go ahead and do that and tell people how it's possible to get gains that mirror market gains without actually having your money in the market?
Well, Anita, it's really simple. But it's simple because I do it every day. I mean,
right.
That's what I do. Heart surgery is simple for a heart surgeon, but it would be very difficult for someone like me. But to explain how you get your interest based on market gains, go grab a pencil and paper, and we'll have a little short class with a touch of math involved. And all the products that we talk about here, when you fill out the paperwork, you basically make two choices which affect how you earn your interest for the next 12 months. Now, these two choices have absolutely nothing to do with your bonus, and no matter which choices that you make, it doesn't affect mine or Anita's paycheck. So you need to know that. All we can do is give you our opinion on which choices are the best historically, but we don't make a dime more one way or the other.
You say that because sometimes brokers try to get you, the customer, to choose a particular fund as opposed to another because the fund pays them more. Isn't that correct?
For sure, Anita. And, you know, but we just had a caller that I just got off the phone with, and I was explaining that to her as well. But that is not the case here. The two choices that you have to make is, number one, which index do you want to use to calculate your interest? Which index do you want to use to calculate your interest? And which calculating method do you want to use? Now, let me say that again. You only need to choose which index that you want to use and which calculating method that you want to use. That's the only two choices you have.
John, go ahead and give us some examples of those indexes and calculating methods.
Okay, well, here's some examples of indexes.
Okay.
All right, there's the S&P 500 index. You've heard of that?
Yes.
A NASDAQ 100 index,
mm-hmm.
Russell 2000 index.
Okay.
And the most popular, I guess, is the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
Right.
Now, that is an index, and it is just an index of the top 30 industrial stocks. That's what it is. It's not a value. It's just a number that you use to track how well it's doing. Now, these are all examples of indexes. Then there are examples of crediting methods. There are point-to-point calculating methods, and then period averaging methods. Now, just because of a time constraint, I'll just pick out one example of each and illustrate on how interest is calculated based on the market. Now,
but if the person came in, I mean, you could go through all of it. We're just going to do one on the radio.
That is correct. Let's say that you, the customer, have chosen the S&P 500 index with a monthly point-to-point crediting method. Okay? Don't want to get too complicated here, but this is how, again, we're trying to explain how you get market-like gains without actually having your money in the market. The day your contract is is issued, you'll have a starting value of an index you choose. Now, let's say you start and the index is, the S&P 500 index is at exactly 1500. Now, that day is considered point one of your point-to-point method. Then point two would be the same date on the very next month. So if you started on January 5th of January, then point two would be the close of business on the 4th of February. So let's say at the end of point two, which happens to be February 4th, the index is now 1515. Remember, you started at 1500, now it's at 1515. Now you just do simple math. You just take the 2 points, calculate the percentage gain or decrease in the index only. Now not in the value of your account. This is the percentage gain of the index. And in this instance, it calculates to exactly a 1% increase. That's simple enough. Now, here is where there has been some confusion, and I want to make sure that I clear it up. At that point, your account has not gone up 1%. Okay, now the reason that I have to do this, the reason it's like this is because you have to have 11 more times to make a complete year. 12 months make up a year. So you've done it once, and you've got 1%. So next month, you've got to do the same thing. When you have 12 consecutive months of these calculations, you add them all up. You only get a statement once a year because of this factor. And let's say in the next month you had from February the 5th to March the 4th, you had a calculation that came out to be another 4% increase. In most cases, there is a limit to the amount of increase that you can get in a certain period. And let's say the limit in a month is only 3%. Well, now you have a 1% entry for the crediting method the first month and a 3% entry for the second month. Now, if you totaled all of this up at one point, you'd have yourself a 4% gain in your account. But it don't work that way. You don't total it all up at one time because you have to do it in 12. You have to have 12 consecutive calculations for 12 consecutive months. And when the calculations have been done, you add them all up, and whatever you get positive, that's what you get. If it's negative, you get zero.
And because you well know, John, the market never goes up or down in a straight line.
That's right. And you'll have up months and you'll have down months. And it's only after you have 12 numbers to add up or 12 monthly percentages with the cap applied to them, will you have an interest to be credited. And again, it's an interest.
Right. Now, when you add up all 12 months and it's a negative 12%, then what happens?
That's a good question. Then you would just get 0% interest for that 12-month period. That's why you cannot lose due to a market drop. It's not possible, and it's all in writing.
Okay, if the calculations came up to 15%, then 15% would be added to your account on top of the bonus. Isn't that correct, John?
Absolutely.
John, go ahead and tell our listeners the very best part. Let's say you just had a 14% year like some of our listeners had this last year. They have received their statement, and the 14 additional percent was credited to their account back in September, let's say. Now, the market has dropped like a brick since then. Are they now in danger of losing that 14%?
Anita, that is the best part.
Can it be taken away?
No, that is the best part. The calculations, all they do is they just start over again from their anniversary date. So, you know, if they've received a statement in September, so back in September, the calculations started all over again. There's a good chance they've lost, you know, from that point. But if in the next 12 months it comes up to anything negative, they would just get 0% for the next year. That would be the worst thing that could happen. And in my opinion, getting 0% is not a bad thing because it means that the market is now at a lower starting point. It has reset for you and the next year, and now you have a better chance of rebounding.
And now, what if people think that there's no chance of getting market increases in the next year? Do they have the option to choose, let's say, a guaranteed interest instead of trying the market crediting method?
Absolutely. It's certainly an option, and many people do choose this as well. You know, I've had people that took heed to all of the bad reports and had made really good the previous year. But they wanted to choose guaranteed interest the second year. That is the option that you get every year. At statement time, they send out your new account balance, and they ask you, basically, do you want to change everything or change anything? And that's when you can do it then. You have like a 30-day window. Or you can, you know, you can do it from the onset. You can just get a guaranteed fixed interest. I mean, it's very flexible. That guaranteed interest is not quite as high as current CD rates, but if you consider that you are compounding on top of a bonus and it's tax deferred as well, sometimes you might even yield more than a CD.
To recap what John has said, let's go through this again. Number one, your money is not in the market, but it is calculated from market movement percentages.
That's right.
Number two, you cannot go down in value due to a negative calculation or a negative market movement.
That's correct.
Number three, now once each year, you're credited interest if the market movement has so given.
That's correct.
Number four, once you've earned it, it's yours to keep. And number five, you can choose a guaranteed interest that is not connected with market movement at all.
That is correct, but I would like to add that you actually can do a combination. You can say, I want half of my account to receive the guaranteed interest and half of it to try to get market movement. You can do that as well. Some people choose that option, and it's certainly okay. You know, that's as simple as it gets, Anita. So why don't you call us to get your account switched into the safe money market as many others did in 06 and 07. You don't have to sweat out those volatile market conditions any longer. It doesn't matter which candidate gets elected. Doesn't matter what the gas prices are. Doesn't matter if we get another terrorist attack or not. Your money is still safe. Call us and let us show you how to lock in a 14.2% first-year yield regardless of market conditions. The call and the appointment are free.
Okay, John, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to take a rare look at life insurance and go ahead and answer the questions. Are you paying too much and don't know it? We'll be right back after this message.
Retirement Talk Radio will be right back after a short break. Take this time to call in with your questions or concerns about your retirement. The number to call is toll-free, 888-900-0472. Or an easy-to-remember number is 888-9000-IRA. The Nest Expert staff will speak with you live. That number again is 888-9000-IRA. Don't you think it's odd when you combine the words the and IRS? It conveniently spells theirs. Your hard work retirement is not meant to be theirs. If you have a 401k, IRA, CD, or the like, you can't afford to miss the Nest Experts Retirement Talk Radio Show. Weekly, the experts will answer your retirement questions and show you how to have a larger, more protected nest egg. Guaranteed. Call 888-9000-IRA or catch us on the web at nesteggradio.com.
Welcome back from the break. If you're just joining us, take a few minutes to make the call, 888-900-0472, to learn how you can grow and protect your retirement without risk. Now, we've had clients that have had more than 25% in a year previously, and they did it without any risk of market loss. Now, you may not get the 25% this year because the market looks really shaky right now, but call us to lock in a guaranteed first-year yield of 14.3%.
That's right.
Plus, you get a 10% bonus on all deposits in your account for the first 5 years. And all this is backed by some of the largest money managers in the world, and it's government-approved in writing. It's absolutely not too good to be true. Now, we've had many satisfied customers here to date, and the only way to get started is to first get the education, get the documents in writing. Give us a call.
That's right, Anita. One size does not fit all, so you need to come in and let's find out which size does fit you, or which plan works the best for you. We have many tools here to help you identify which plan is best for you or which plans are best for you. And one of those tools is the Retirement Navigator software that is only available here at Investors Financial Group.
John, before the break, now we promised our listeners to help them with the question, are you paying too much for life insurance and you don't know it? Now, many of the people that we met with are not aware that back in 2001, the new COS tables, they came out and the rates have changed dramatically since some of these people took out that insurance. What does that mean for our listeners?
Well, Anita, in a lot of cases, many of our listeners have purchased life insurance based on a COS table that had mortality rates of a person back in the 1950s, and which, as all of you know, if you listen here regularly, life expectancy has dramatically increased due to advances in medicine. Now, this means that you could possibly have purchased life insurance that has you expected to die no later than 70, when now your life expectancy might be about 86 years old, or 86 years young. Now, so that's about a 16 years more to calculate your life insurance premium, Anita.
That's right. Now, tell us what that means in dollars and cents, John. Go ahead and tell our listeners some examples of how you've helped people.
Many of our listeners are tired of insurance agents forcing them to mix their investments with their life insurance. I know you've seen that before, Anita.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them were convinced to purchase some type of universal life product at a time where interest rates were very high, early 80s, late 70s. Now, when you calculate the illustrations based on the non-guaranteed or the very high starting interest rate, it looks like you should have enough to retire comfortably on in about 30 years or so.
Right.
Now, some of these plans did okay, but nowhere close to these projections. Now, people have been getting notices in the mail that say that they may have to increase the amount of money in premiums or their policy is in jeopardy of lapsing. I know that's pretty scary. So mm-hmm. Now, this is only permanent insurance I'm speaking of, not term insurance. You very, very well likely may have gotten a notice that says that's going to increase, but we're talking about permanent insurance. Many of those plans have built up substantial cash value, but now the low interest rate and the cost of insurance is starting to eat away at the cash value. Now, what many people don't know is that the insurance industry basically had to come out with an answer. They had to develop a product to deal with this, and they have. What is more important is that in many cases, you can convert the cash value of your policy into another policy that will be paid up until a certain age, and in most cases, you will have more death benefit than you did before, and Anita, the best part, no more premium payments.
That's right. So you take the cash value in these policies, start another one, and there are no more payments, and you've got the higher death benefit.
That's exactly right. Now, not in every case, because health conditions could come into play, and your health condition could have drastically changed.
Because you did go back through underwriting.
That's right. You could have drastically changed for the worse, but you know they do accept. You know, they accept that the fact that you're getting older and you might be on blood pressure medicine now, or you might even be a mild diabetic or something. They accept that, but you know, we're talking about heart bypass and stuff like that, or cancers. You know, then that's drastically changed since you took out your policy. But in many cases, for example, I had a gentleman that was 68 years young with good health, and he had a $300,000 life insurance policy, a permanent life insurance policy with $122,000 of cash value that he was paying $200 a month on, and that's mm-hmm. that's $2,400 a year, Anita.
Right.
Now we shopped around for him, and we found a policy that would exchange his cash value for a $500,000 policy. A paid-up policy, and we eliminated that $2,400 annual payment, $200 a month payment.
Right, and that's good. And these, even though you did go through underwriting, they're trying to get you in a better situation, so it's a little more lenient than you would expect. And now we've had others say, I don't need that much insurance anymore. Tell them what you were able to do for them, John.
You know, well, lately, you know, I've had a lady that had $233,000 in cash value in a policy that had $1 million death benefit. Now, she was paying big premiums, you know, near about $2,300 per quarter. You know, we took what we did was we basically didn't take all the cash value out. We took $150,000 of the cash value out and purchased her a paid up policy that had $400,000 face amount death benefit. And then we put her in one of the plans that we talk about here each week on Retirement Talk Radio. And then she took the rest of it and took her a nice vacation.
I know she liked that.
And what she liked most of all is that we eliminated her $9,000 annual payment on this insurance. And then she'll never have to make another payment. And that's guaranteed in writing.
John, in this instance, we could have given her even more death benefit for the same money. But she wanted the death benefit guaranteed to age 100 because there is some serious longevity in her gene pool. But if we would have guaranteed it until age 95, it would have bought her 40,000 more death benefit.
That's right. And you know, what Anita just said is, you know, these policies say they start out and they say we can guarantee you a death benefit to any age you tell us. Most of the plans, they by default they show you guaranteed to age 121. Now, you know, how many people do you know have lived to that age? Now, I don't know any. Do you?
No.
Now, you can get, but if you reduce it, let's say if you come down to 100, you can get more insurance. But if you get come down even further, let's say to 90 or 95, you know, you can get even more death benefit. But again, longevity is an issue. So, but even that, how many people do you know have lived to age 100?
Well, not very many, John. But like you said, longevity is increasing.
We don't talk about life insurance much here. And you know, we're finding out that many people are just paying too much. Now, if this is your situation, or if you think you may be in this situation, give us a call here at 888-9000 IRA. Free call. Get a free review of what you have. Make the call to us now if you have questions. But if you're not sure, here's the action that you need to take on your own so that it will be very easy to compare. All you have to do is call your current life insurance provider, your life insurance company, and request an in-force ledger statement. It's basically a policy statement. Write that down because it's easy to forget. It's called an in-force ledger statement, and get them to send it to you. Now, then all you have to do is make the call to us, and we can see if it's worth your time to come in and at least get an approval on another plan. The only thing you'll have invested is just a little time. You could save literally tens of thousands of dollars in premiums and possibly leave your family tens of thousands of dollars, even more, in a death benefit.
That's so good, John. And only a little time can make a huge difference. Now, whether you are talking about your retirement account or your life insurance, it could be the best time you can spend financially all year. And let's not forget those New Year's resolutions, and that was one of them. So please keep in mind that the last segment only applies to types of permanent life insurance, and most likely that's a universal policy, mm-hmm. whole or variable life insurance. Now, if it's a term insurance situation, then we can't do what we just talked about because they don't gain cash value. There is nothing to swap out on those.
Well, Anita, you're right. There isn't anything to swap out. So, yeah, it's only to permanent insurance, universal, whole, or variable life term. There, you don't build cash value, Anita. Well, you know, it's been a great show. Once again, I'm sure that the phone lines are going to tie up with a ton of calls and questions, especially on the last topic, because it's something new to our listeners, but we hope it helps.
Now, listeners, don't forget to call us right after the show, and we can talk to you about how you can lock in those gains on your IRAs and 401k rollovers, or if you have some CD funds that you want to try to get a better return on. Lock in a first-year yield at 14.2% guaranteed and a 10% bonus on all deposits for the first 5 years. Now, while I'm on that point, as it applies to 401ks, if you are under 59 and a half years old and still employed with your 401k provider, you probably can't roll it over right now. However, if you have a 401k with a previous employer, or if you are 59 and a half, you can and you should do a rollover.
That's exactly right, Anita. Now, if you have an IRA, either a Roth or a SEP or traditional, you can transfer those accounts without a governmental penalty anytime. So what are you waiting for? Start growing your retirement the safe way without risk. We can show you the proof. We can show you the statements. All it takes is a little bit of time to find out what the rest of your financial life could be like. That's about all the time that we have for now, so be sure to tell a friend about us and tune in next week when you can learn more of the latest information on how you can grow and protect your retirement.
That's all of the time we have for this week, but there's still time to call. We'll be taking your calls live 1 hour after the show. Remember, the call is free, and so is the appointment. The number to call to get your questions answered or to make an appointment with a local account specialist is 888-9000-IRA. Be sure to tune in next week at this same time for more Retirement Talk Radio, where the Nest Experts will show you how to grow and protect your retirement.